This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in August of 2019. We are talking about no other than Cytodyn, Inc. Their flagship product is the Pro 140 CCR5. And you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CYDY. And with us today is the CEO and president, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Dr. Nader Pourhassan. Nader, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, what is the mission of Cytodyn? I'm hearing a lot about these phase two trials. Where are we at? Bring myself and my listeners up to speed.
So the mission is to take leronlimab, which used to be called Pro 140, and get it approved for HIV indication. However, in the path of doing that, we have found out that this product has a lot of indications. For example, Keytruda and Humira, they're targeting specifically, Keytruda targets PD-1, Humira targets TNF, leronlimab targets CCR5. These two products that are well known are monoclonal antibodies, and we are monoclonal antibody and targeting CCR5, which is a very unknown protein since till 15 years ago. And now there is a lot of research being done in there. So as our mission was first get approval for HIV expanded, we never lost focus because we only are spending all of our energy to make sure that the revenue starts by getting approval for HIV first.
Well, before we talk about revenues, I've got a couple questions of my own that maybe you might be able to help me out, and I'm sure your stockholders and my listeners would like to know. Where are we at on the phase two trials? That's one. And recently you did a clinical outpatient, if you will, about the breast cancer for phase 1B. Where are we at in those trials?
Are you talking about the HIV? The first question is HIV, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, sure. So with HIV, the FDA has told us that they need to have data from 700 milligram dose in our monotherapy patients who have gone 24 weeks. Once we submit 50 patients, in order to get the BLA submitted, then the FDA will let us know which dose do we use to submit a BLA clinical section. On October 31st, we will have 51 patients. So we are hoping that by hopefully November, our clinical section of the BLA will be submitted. And on December, the CMC. We might be able to get a break and have the CMC also file in November if the FDA give us a little bit more advantages, which is allow us to submit our stability test during the review. If not, it'll be in December. So both of those will be done this year. Now, in regards to cancer, we have entered officially to the world of cancer. We injected the first patient. As Dr. Bruce Patterson, ex-Stanford University professor, who's also a CEO of InCellDex Diagnostic Laboratory, he indicated to our shareholders that the published data are very clear. A tumor usually kills the patient, is packed by macrophage, and these macrophages have CCR5. They're full of CCR5, and if that's the case, the macrophages stop the Treg, the T cells of the body, killing the tumor. That's why the tumor grows. Now, if you stop the macrophages covering the tumor to protect them from getting killed by the body T cells, then the T cell can take care of the, you know, getting rid of the tumor. Now, this published data that Dr. Bruce Patterson talks about is very powerful, and we are very excited to see if that is really the case. And if that is the case, it explains why in animal study we suppressed the metastasis by 98% compared to the control mice. So it's a very exciting time to see if we really can save lives in a big way with this mechanism of action.
As you know, being a biotech company like you guys are, it's hard for revenues. That being said, where do you think you're at in the process of generating revenues?
So we do have fast track designations for HIV, which qualifies us for accelerated approval of 6 months. FDA also granted us a rolling review. So our first section, the first one-third of BLA, was submitted in March. We hope that has been already reviewed. So if we get everything completed by mid-December, let's just say, for BLA, we hope to have our approval in second quarter of next year, which then you will have revenue. The question comes in, where are you going to get the sales force and how are you going to launch a product? And we told that at the annual shareholder meeting, we told everyone that we are in talk in licensing out the sales of our product to a company who has a sales force and everything set. So instead of spending $50, $70 million to launch the product, they will do that for us. They will also give us $90 million worth of milestone payments and 50% of the royalty of the sales minus standard cost and cost of good that is sold plus 10% will be given to us. Now, that the agreement I said to the annual to the shareholders that we have signed non-binding term sheet. And now in the shareholder call after the annual shareholder meeting, I said that we are now in the next stage and we're just not going to share the negotiation that we have going on right now. But we are hoping to have this wrapped up very, very soon.
And how about fundraising? Where are we at? What's the plan for that?
Well, we have multiple ways of raising funds. And as we showed to the shareholders in the past, we did a tender offer that allowed us to raise $15 million with less than 17 or 18 million shares of dilution. We always are working very hard to make sure that dilution is the least as possible. We are working with other companies in regards to licensing also our non-HIV or partnering or merging. But because we believe the potential of this company is very, very high, if we have any human data in non-HIV, we are going to just raise enough money to get to the end of the year, and that's about $10 or $15 million. Raising $210 million in the last 5 years should tell everybody that with the story this is strong, we should be able now get to the to get this funding ourselves and get to the end of the year. Just to summarize, in regards to HIV, not only combination therapy or monotherapy is something that FDA has suggested they want to help us and guide us to get approval for. And Dr. Jonas Sasha has indicated that he's in talk with United States Army HIV research section to do a prevention, and perhaps they pay for it, for prevention, which is something very important to the world of HIV. And we have already signed a memorandum of understanding for prevention. So there's a lot of things going on, and there are major publications coming out this year at CROI about leronlimab, two different ones, one from the University of Milan in Italy and one from Dr. Juno Sasha. So with all of that for HIV and then having all the non-HIV, which is the phase 2 colon rectal cancer, phase 2 metastasis triple negative breast cancer, which is phase 1B-2. And then we have phase 2 with NASH that was just given green light to go forward. And then graft versus host disease, we are going to inject the first patient this month with a modified protocol with Dr. David Porter. So the list of things goes on and on. It's amazing the amount of things we have accumulated to get to this point. And I believe we are at the very close vicinity of major victories.
Before I let you go, do you feel you're on track? You're happy with how things are going so far?
I'm very, very happy, and I'm very excited to hopefully get a licensing out of sales of the product and perhaps sell one or two of the non-HIV indications. But the most excitement comes to me when we get results from human data in triple negative breast cancer, which could change the world of cancer forever.
I'll give you the last closing words here. What do you want your stockholders and my listeners to take away from the interview?
Well, if you look at any of these indications, their numbers are staggering. And for a company like us to have a combination therapy, and the stock should be at least in double digits if you have revenues that we believe we can have. And in regards to cancer, Dr. Bruce Patterson, expert in this field who published data, said that this is a $100 billion market that leronlimab could have a good chunk of it if we have human data that's successful.
Nader, I want to thank you for stopping by. The company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is CytoDyn, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CYDY. You know, I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. I wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully you'll come back on the show here in about 40 or 50 days and give myself and the listeners an update.
Absolutely. We'd love to do so. Thanks for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.